You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Alrighty, that was Joe Henderson with Kenny Dorham from an album called In and Out, appropriately titled. And, you go down these rabbit holes when you're listening to music. I was listening to a lot of Kenny Dorham, and then I kind of segued over into his work with Joe Henderson and blah, blah, blah. A week later, I've listened to 15 records by either one or the other. You are listening to Let's Get Lost on WYXR 91.7 on your FM dial. And we come to you every Wednesday from 10 to 11. And we save lives one record at a time. I just want to make that very clear. So we're just going to dive right back into the music. This is, let me grab this record cover here. This is a record I just stumbled onto, and they called themselves The Five Brothers, not to be confused with The Four Brothers. And I don't know where that comes from. They're not related, but it had Red Mitchell on bass and Bob Invaldson on tenor, Herbie Harper on trombone. I'm like, okay, I like all these guys. And then a guy I've never heard of in my life, Don Overberg on guitar. Don Overberg. Joe, if you're listening, tell me who Don Overberg was. But he composed this tune. It's called Don Juan. And I think you're going to like this. This is on the Tampa label, which I think I have like two Tampa records. This is one of them. And this, again, is Don Juan.
Thank you. Thank you.
Charles Mingus in there with Serenade in Blue, and that was George Barrow on tenor, who I'm just not familiar with other than his work with Mingus, and he made a record with David Amram. It's a pretty cool record, and that's about all I know about George, but he could play. He had a great tone. I really like George Barrow. Before that, George Russell, Concerto for Billy the Kid, named for Bill Evans, who played piano on that cut. And I'm not going to credit George Russell with discovering Bill Evans, but he kind of did. He met him when he was really young, and he was dating his wife's sister or a friend of his wife's. And he would come over and hang out at their apartment. And he said he was a real drip. He's like, this guy was so dull. He wouldn't say anything. And finally, just in desperation, he said, I think his wife said they had a piano in the apartment, and his wife said, you know, I think Bill plays piano. Bill, why don't you play us something? And he's like, oh, okay. And he goes over and starts playing, and George Russell was like, what? Wait a minute. Who is this guy? So he started using him on his sessions. But it was just the way he described Bill Evans, it was too funny. Started out with The Five Brothers, Don Juan, written by Don Overberg, who was the guitarist on that group. And next up, you got some Sonny Rollins. This is a new album for me, which is kind of crazy because it's a famous record. It's the soundtrack to the movie Alfie. And for some reason, I had avoided this record. I don't know why. It has Oliver Nelson doing the arranging and conducting. Sonny Rollins wrote all the tunes. And you got Sonny Rollins and Oliver Nelson. What's not to like? But I just bought this record for the first time. I'd never heard it before. And it's a really cool record. Really neat, fun. Just cool. It makes me want to see the movie again. I haven't seen it in a gazillion years. And this is called He's Younger Than You Are. Thank you.
Support for WIXR, including our 2025 Doubt Awards, comes from GPAC. Tickets are now on sale for Season 31, featuring Herbie Hancock, Marcus Miller, Candace Springs, and more. More information on tickets and the full season lineup can be found at gpacweb.com.
Thank you.
Dave Brubeck, of course, it's unmistakable sound. And I'm not a huge Brubeck fan, but I saw this record and it intrigued me. It doesn't have Paul Desmond on it, obviously. That was Bill Smith on the clarinet. And Bill Smith wrote all the songs on this record. It's called Brubeck A La Mode. And it continues my obsession with modern clarinetists. And this record really kills me. It's really a good record. And I just kind of wonder, who was Bill Smith and where did he go? But he played great and he wrote great tunes. And that was on the Fantasy label. And I read, I think just yesterday, they did a little article in the Wall Street Journal about, it was the anniversary of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, the movie. And they gave a little backstory about it. And I didn't know this. Michael Douglas produced that movie. He wasn't in it, but he produced it because his father, Kirk Douglas, was in the play and was the lead guy in the play and had bought the rights to the movie. He wanted to make the movie and be in it, and he couldn't get it done, so he gave the script to his son, Michael Douglas. And Michael said, yeah, let me try to do that. So he went out, and his father couldn't get funding for it, and Michael Douglas got funding for that movie from the Fantasy record owner. Like, the guy that owned Fantasy Records bankrolled One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and it won like 5 Oscars, and Kirk Douglas wasn't even in it. Michael Douglas said, yeah, the whole point of that project was so that my father could be in the movie, and we passed him over. We found Jack Nicholson instead. So he said, I always felt bad about that. Oh, man, weird stuff. Before that, Coleman Hawkins, Half Step Down. And I read just yesterday, I was reading the history of jazz yet again. You know, there's a zillion of these books out there, but this author claims that Coleman Hawkins made the first bebop record. There had been a recording band and all that. Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, all those guys had not recorded because of the ban, and they were going to lift the ban, and the Apollo Records owner, I don't remember who he was, he wanted to get in on this, so he recorded Coleman Hawkins with Dizzy Gillespie, and I think might have been George Wallington might have been on it. I don't remember, but and that wasn't the record we heard, but just so you know, Coleman Hawkins, who was a swing era superstar, made the first bebop record, according to this author. So there you go. That was Fats Navarro was in there, and Tad Dameron, and blah, blah, blah. That was boppy as well. Started out with Sonny Rollins from the soundtrack from Alfie, the movie Alfie, with Oliver Nelson doing the conducting and arranging. And golly, is he not distinctive? I mean, the first 3 seconds, you're like, oh yeah, Oliver Nelson did this. It's just so amazing how distinctive these arrangers could be. And he was certainly that. And his playing, his saxophone playing was also very, very, very recognizable. All right. We're winding down. We're going to continue to spin tunes. This is Irene Krall with the Herb Pomeroy Orchestra. It's a great record, and Herb Pomeroy just kills it. And here's a trivia question. I don't know the answer, but is Irene Krall, is she related to Diana Krall? Like maybe her mom or aunt? I don't know, but they had the same last name, and they were both singers. Irene did not achieve the same level of success, but she should have. She's another one of those obscure vocalists who made a few records and disappeared. But here he is, here she is, The Night We Called It a Day.
There was a moon. But a cloud drifted over its face. kissed me and went on your way. The night we called it a day, I heard a song of the spheres, like a minor lament in my ears. I hadn't the heart left to pray. The night we called it a day. But the sun didn't rise with the dawn. There wasn't a thing left to say. The night we called it a day. The night.
Thank you. Thank you.
right, that was Jody Christian on the piano playing Highlights of Mohawk, which was the Charlie Parker tune. And before that, J.J. Johnson, Chasing the Bird with Bobby Jasper. Johnny Glassell, obscure trumpeter, with Dick Garcia in there on guitar. I Couldn't Do Without You is the name of that cut. And we started with Irene Krall, The Night We Called It a Day, with Herb Pomeroy Orchestra. And that's it for me. You've been listening to Let's Get Lost on WYXR 91.7 on your FM dial. Please become a member and support this station and all the wonderful things that it brings to the community. As always, it's been a pleasure serving your listening needs. I'm going to leave you with J.R. Montrose. The tune is called The Third. And as always, I will see you on the flip side.